Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network, a place where mothers and daughters come to nurture their relationships. How is your mother-daughter relationship? If you're not living your best mother and daughter relationship, welcome to the show. Questions? Call 347-539-5078. Now, here's your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher, or you can just call her Dr. Bessie.
Welcome to the Mother and Daughter Roundtable. I am Dr. Bessie, sitting here at the roundtable with mothers and daughters around the world. Just want to say thank you for joining us this morning. It's a great day to be alive. It's a great day to realize that mothers and daughters around the world have a responsibility to the family. So, God, we just thank you for creating the woman that will go forth and multiply and reproduce into the earthly realm to make sure that we accomplish your mission here on earth. So, Father God, I just thank you this morning. And mothers and daughters, I again hear people are coming on, and I just want to say I am Dr. Bessie, sitting here at the round table with mothers and daughters around the world. I thank you for joining us this morning. It's a good day. It's Saturday morning. You know, good day to thank God. I mean, every time you wake up and you look up, your thing you should say is, Lord, thank you. Thank you. So welcome to the roundtables. My co-host is Cynthia Oliver and Deborah Tyler. I'm not at the switchboard now, but hopefully they'll be on there when I get there. Usually they are. A stimulating topic this morning is trusting God. When you don't understand your mother and daughter relationship, trusting God when you don't understand your mother and daughter relationship. This show is brought to you by MDFTM, and you can reach me at drbessie1@gmail.com. But by all means, mothers and daughters, go to our website at mdbn.org. That's mdbn.org. Go and check out the new magazine. Look at something that you're interested in. We'd love to share your story. Tell your friends and family. The magazine is an inspirational magazine to help mothers and daughters and help us to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. So all we're doing is not preachy, but it's going to be some love stories. There's going to be some testimonies in there, something in there, tips that will help you grow your mother and daughter relationship. Keep in mind, we are all in progress. We are all growing. So everything that we can attach to the Word of God in any way, shape, or form, that's what we're doing. We're doing the magazine. We're doing the talk show. We're doing the radio, the books that I've written, things that God has placed on my heart to get the Word out, to get more and more information and content to mothers and daughters around the world. You can also check us out on the YouTube channel, Dr. Bessie Fletcher, PhD. You can follow me on Instagram, Dr. Bessie Fletcher, or Twitter, Dr. Bessie. Text here, let me see. Okay. Just want to make sure that I want to make sure you all can hear me. It's amazing this morning. Both my co-hosts are texting me saying they're both going to be a little late getting on. That's the first. The enemy is something, but we're going on anyway. So anyway, you can check me out on YouTube channel, Dr. Bessie Fletcher, PhD. You can follow me on Instagram at Dr. Bessie Fletcher and Twitter, Dr. Bessie. So that's it for announcements. We are Also, well, I just want to say one thing. God has us on the move this now at Mothers and Daughters with the Mother and Daughter Global Movement. And we'll tell you more about that as we go on. Right now, God is just building the foundation for the movement. It is actually moving like you wouldn't believe. So I just thank God for that. Last week, our stimulating topic was Mothers and Daughters with Integrity. We talked about integrity, how important that is. You know, not only integrity with your mother and daughter relationship, but integrity with everyone that you come in contact with. Just being in integrity with yourself, that's where you start. If you are out of integrity with yourself, you cannot have integrity with someone else. You are not going to treat someone else better than you treat yourself. So that's your measuring stick. And if you know that you have hidden secrets, you know that you're acting out of integrity, you can just see you coming. So our stimulating topic today is trusting God when you don't understand your mother and daughter relationship. And I know we have all been there. We are still there, and we are continuing to be there, trusting God so that we can figure this thing out called life. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm here.
How are you this morning?
I'm feeling better. I praise you, God, for just removing that headache I had. I had text you at like 9:40, but I say, Lord, we got 20 minutes, so God is good. I'm good. Praise the Lord. The headache
Amen.
Is gone.
Amen. Amen. I said, this is the first day. I think it was something the enemy was trying to do. This is the first time you and Cynthia both texted me and said, and I didn't see the text because I'm so busy. I tell people, don't text me. You have to call me because I'm busy writing and listening and talking to the Lord, that I didn't see it, and she's not on either. So would you give us the prayer and beat the devil at
yes.
his own game?
Yes, I sure will. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for healing. We thank you for life. We thank you for just waking us up this morning, get us on our right path to do what we need to do for this day. We thank you for allowing us to come and to speak a word to your people, speak a word to our own hearts, to our own lives, to our own families, Lord. We ask that you will be with you, which you know you could be, which is that great, awesome God that will not be defeated by anything. We thank you for having all power. We thank you for all healing. We thank you for all deliverance. We thank you for everything that you're going to do today. We ask right now that you would touch and move, Lord, that you would shake any obstacles, any distractions, any mountains that's in the path of your work, Lord. We thank you for removing it and making the path clear so we may go and do that which you called us to do. Touch right now, Lord. Soften those souls. Soften those hardened hearts, Lord. Let them be able to digest and take the word and let it sit in their souls and grow and come and blossom into something so beautiful. Touch those relationships, Lord. Remove those hindrances, Lord. Remove those animosities and remove the hostile environments, Lord. Remove those things that's stopping people from coming together and loving on one another, Lord, and doing what you call them to do, Lord. We thank you for doing all that you do. We thank you for using us. We thank you for this day. We pray that Cynthia be on soon, Lord. We know the devil is a liar. We have defeated him in the name of Jesus by the blood, Lord. We thank you for your blood, your power. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen.
Amen. You feel better already. That's what I'm talking about. So you can't stay on you
Amen.
With a prayer like that.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah, man, you sound better already. That's what I'm telling you, you know, and that's what we're talking about this morning. We're talking about trusting God when you don't understand. We could just stop right there. Trusting God when you don't understand, and then you can add whatever you want to add behind that. But this morning, Deborah, we're going to talk about, we are adding your mother and daughter relationship. Trusting God when you don't understand your mother and daughter relationship. And there's so many, as a Christian clinical psychologist, there's so many mothers and daughters that call me and I just don't understand that girl. I just don't understand. That's the main word. I don't understand why she's acting this way. I don't understand why she's talking to me this way. I don't understand why she's being disrespectful. I don't understand. I don't understand. Have you heard that before? I don't understand. I don't understand why she's doing that. And that's what God placed on my heart this morning, You know, we got to trust God when you don't understand. So, I mean, really, we could go through a series of these. Trust when you don't understand. Like I say, put whatever it is behind that that you want to put. And all of it comes right back to one point, trusting God. That's it. Thank you for the prayer, Deborah. Praise the Lord. I think Cynthia's on. Let me just click here. Good morning, Cynthia.
Good morning, Dr. Fletcher. How are you? How are you, ladies?
Good morning. Good morning.
I'm doing fine. Good, good. I'm glad you could make it on.
Thank you.
You and Deborah both called and said y'all was going to not be on. I said, oh, look at the devil.
My phone started to update just when I tried to get on the and I pressed the button 15 minutes prior to the show starting, and it only started updating at 10 o'clock when I tried to get on. I said, well, okay. Mm-hmm. And then the computer disconnected, wouldn't let me on. I was like, well, okay then. Okay,
and
I'm not supposed to be on that show. Oh,
and
Deborah,
no. And Deborah had a headache. And she couldn't get on, so it was just, I said, look, okay, but you're not going to win. All right, ladies, well, I'm glad you're feeling better. I'm going to go into what the Lord has told me, and then I'll come back and pick you ladies up.
Okay.
All right, mothers and daughters out there this morning, like I said, you know, we got to trust God. I mean, we got to trust God to even get on the radio program this morning. I didn't think about it. You know, it's amazing. Last week, I think it was last week, wouldn't let me on one way or the other. It was just like, no. Just trying to make sure that I could not get on. And I said, no, I didn't panic. I just said, I know we will be on. Deborah was over there. I texted them, Deborah, and told them, I said, pray because, you know, devil don't want me to get on. I text Elder, that was a couple weeks ago, because I text Elder Adams. And she said she was going to pray. And I'm telling you, just at 10 o'clock, it opened up just for me to get on. I said, in fact, it was probably about 10:01. And I said, the devil is a liar. And we had a wonderful show because God has us on a mission. We are on a mission. God are calling mothers and daughters from around the world. He's doing it in different ways. Our job is to pull on that mother and daughter and bring them back to heal those relationships, to get back together where God had begun their mission back when that mother conceived that daughter, and she had 9 months actually just nurture that daughter and to think about the gift that God has given her and how she's going to raise this baby. You know, a lot of times back when I came up, you didn't know if you were going to have a boy or a girl. We had to trust God for a healthy baby. How many times have I heard mothers say, you know, I don't care if it's a boy or a girl. All I wanted to have is I just wanted to be healthy, have 10 toes and 10 fingers. That meant a lot for some reason because I can remember Cherry, this lady that seemed like Cherry had a baby every year, and we were always around when that baby was born. And the first thing that she would do was just count, look at the toes, the feet, and touch the toes and count each toe and then look at the hand and count each. And I couldn't figure out, I said, why is she counting the toes and the fingers? Want to make sure it didn't have either one extra one or one short. I still to this day, if somebody can tell me, don't understand why that was so important. But that mother did that examination of that baby. When that maiden lady came and washed the baby off and brought the baby back to her, she opened that blanket and she looked that baby all up and down, made sure the ears and the hair and everything, you know, just doing examination to see if what she's been trusting God for was delivered into her hands. And once she sees that, she would just relax, wrap the baby up, hold the baby tight against her bosom, and most times say, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Because what I hoped for became evidence of what I'm looking at. So that's the same type of trust that we have to have when we are in turmoil or conflict in the relationship with our mother or daughter. Sometimes you can't I was on a talk show this week, and the gentleman asked me, he said, what do you do when you can't get the two of them to come together and have a conversation? You know, one is willing, the other one is not. And I said to him, I said, well, you know, you can't make a person listen. You can't make a person make a decision to have an honest conversation. So when you run into that roadblock, you got to trust God. You've got to take it to the altar, lay it there, and leave it and trust God like you trust God for those 9 months of carrying that baby. You didn't know what was inside of you. You really didn't know how it got there. You saw the evidence of your belly growing out. And from tradition, you felt in your mind, I'm having a baby. Because traditionally, when a woman's stomach starts growing and the doctor said you have a child inside of you, you traditionally, this child is going to be born in 9 months because that's what everybody said. That's what the evidence showed. It's around 9 months. You're not going to carry it past 9 months. You've never seen anybody carry a child 13 months, 14 months. It's always around 9 months. Sometimes it gets to the point where I've seen people have a baby at 6 months. That's a very rare thing. See, that's not the tradition. That's not the norm. Because no one would think they're going to have a baby in 9 months. Because your belief system is not there. Your belief system is not that you're going to have a baby at 7 months, and many women do. Your belief system don't tell you that you're going to have a baby in 8 months. Your belief system says 9 months. Because what? That's tradition. That's what you're accustomed to. That's what you've seen. Occasionally, people will say the baby was born 2 weeks early. Someone said the baby was born 2 weeks late. And, you know, you have those stories going back and forth. Those are the testimonies of mothers. But see, the baby is not born late or early. The baby is born when God said so. Because if you're going to trust God, you got to trust him all the way. You got to trust him to know that he knows the day, the hour, and the second when that baby is going to enter into this earth. But see, God is trusting you. See, we always talking about trusting God. Can God trust you? Can God trust you with that door? Can God depend on you to come to him and ask him for permission to raise that door? Can God depend on you to come to him when you don't know what to do with that door? Can God depend on you, son's word that he sent to tell you what he said for you to do with that door? We always want to say, trust God. But trust is a two-way street. When there's two individuals, even when you're trying to trust yourself, trusting yourself, you say, well, I'm just one person. That's best. What are you talking about? I'm not two people. No, but you have an intro conversation, and that involves two conversations. You got an evil conversation and a good conversation, and you in the middle. And you got to be able to trust which conversation that you need to choose decision. Because that intro conversation is the one thing that all human beings have. That's one thing God did not give to one person, and this one have this and this one have that, with different sizes, different looks, different shapes. You know, economically we're different. Just everything is so different. But that intro conversation, we all have the same intro conversation, the same design. You have two conversations going on in your head, And God, and then he said, you choose, but I suggest you choose life. Life is living. Life is good. So, can God trust you? Can God trust you to choose the right thing to do? Can God trust you to choose his words? Dissect those words. Trust his words. Act on his word. Make a decision based on his word. And it's more important that you do, because God says, I'm the same yesterday. I'm the same today. And I'm going to be the same tomorrow. I'm not changing. But now, Bessie, you were something else yesterday. And today, you still try to figure out what you're doing today and don't know what you're going to be tomorrow. But see, that's not me. You can always depend on me, God says. But can I depend on you, Bessie? Will someone come across your path and you make a decision to walk away from me? Gold and silver and diamonds, fame and fortune. Will you stay with me or will you walk away from me? Can I trust you to raise Angela, that daughter I gave you, and let her know who I am and who she is in me? Can I trust you with that life? Are you raising her in a way that I can choose her, bring another human into the earth? Can I trust you, Bessie? We always want to go to God. We always want to hold God hostage. We always want to tell him, God, you said it. But God, you, where are you, God? When are you coming? Oh, God, I've been waiting. Oh, murmuring and then complaining. And, you know, God just want to say, please, go somewhere and sit down. He sent us all home now. Can you imagine everybody running around complaining? Can you imagine him looking from heaven down on us? We just so out of order, no integrity. No one's really, I won't say no one, most of us doing what we want to do the way we want to do it, because, you know, everybody thinks they're right. So I'm not blaming nobody, and you can't blame nobody, because we all think that what we do is right. Come on, let's just be honest. Let's have an honest conversation. My thoughts are right. My opinion are right. And people will defend their side of the story, their side of the conversation. You can't convince them that you are right, because you'll be there all day debating about something, and when you walk away, that person's still going to believe they were right. It's hard to convince somebody that they're wrong. The only thing that can convince somebody that they're wrong is the word of God, revelation, understanding, and wisdom from the word of God. Then they change. Other than that, people will go to their grave believing that they're right. So when I'm dealing with mothers and daughters, and they're having a conflict, going back and forth, back and forth, sometimes they want me to be the referee. Sometimes they want me to choose side. Well, Dr. Bessie, don't you think she, well, Dr. Bessie, it's, no. I'm not getting in that. I will not judge. I am not in the seat of judgment. The daughter's out of order. God said you must honor your mother and father so that your days can be longer. Let's get that right. Do you want to live on this earth a little longer? Do you want to be able to grow and have children and raise a family of your own? Or do you want your days to be cut off? God is not a man that's going to lie. So there is order in this hierarchy of mother, daughter, family, father, son. There is order. And when you're out of order, God cannot be in the midst of that. So when I got this message this morning, in God, when you don't understand, And as I was telling Deborah a few minutes ago, you could just stop right there. It just hit my spirit and said, my spirit hit me and said, you know, you can stop right there. And that can be a topic for anybody at any point in their life. There's no one else to trust. There have been many people around, and I won't call any names because I don't need to. It's not necessary. The one, they were their gods. But can they do what our God, the Creator, does? You have to look at that. Who created this earth? Who created this whole life? Do you believe that? Do you trust that? Do you believe that the Spirit of God spoke and he said, light be, and it was? Formed the earth? I mean, if you think about it, you didn't create yourself, so you should give thanks to something that created you, whether what you think it is or what I think it is, you know it was a creator. You know there's a higher power. God created heaven and earth, and he created by a word. And I believe that God spoke when he decided to have me come to this earth. And just a conversation I was having with God not too long ago, and it just hit me in the midst of our conversation. I said, God, thank you. Because one day you were minding your business and you said, wow, yes, I'm going to send Bessie to this earth. See, he spoke the word. And I have this thing that I say to people, you call it motto, whatever. Your words create your thoughts. Your thoughts create your vision, and your visions will manifest into your reality. God spoke the word. He thought about me. He saw me. And I came. That was my mother. Nothing is created without a word. So how did I get to that, to this? It's that in that conversation, the Holy Spirit showed up. And I was like, God, I am a part of your thought. I am your thought in motion. Isn't that deep? I am God's thought in motion here on earth. That's why I trust God, because I know I'm connected. But it goes right back to God when you don't understand. I don't understand anything that's going on in my life. I don't understand anything except that I pray and ask for guidance. Oh, I used to try to fix it up, and I used to try to make it happen, and now I used to fuss at God, and I used to tell him, God, you told me to do this, and why it's taking you so long, and what are you doing? Did you tell me to do it? You know, did you want me to do it? What happened? I mean, God is coming back and bringing stuff back into my life now that he had me to produce 11, 12 years ago. To me, Bessie, you wasn't trusting God. You gave up on that stuff because you thought, oh, God asked me to do it, or did God ask me to do it? Well, why would he do that and just let it sit? And now, with God pulling out the 200 women that he had us to create in 2011, 9 years ago, it triggered something in my mind. See, where you thought it was over and nothing was going to happen with that for a while. I'm not going to lie to you, because I couldn't figure out why he had us to do all that work, and that was a lot of work. Five ladies. And then nothing until about 4 or 5 months ago. And now all of a sudden it's moving without me, and I'm just sitting back and watching. I said, you know what? God, I am so sorry. See, I got relaxed. But see, God, he told me when I asked him back in 2011, he said, nothing that I have you do will be wasted. Nothing, God. When I didn't understand about the 200 women, was I trusting God? When I didn't understand what was going on in my life financially, with people in my life that was being mean to me, or I didn't think why, I didn't understand why people were treating me the way they were. Was I trusting God to understand? With my daughter, I learned to trust God. And by her being such a woman of God, it gives us the connection to be mothers and daughters, to be sisters in Christ, and to be friends. And because of that spiritual connection, that allow us to be in integrity with each other and know the boundaries of respect for each other. And I say each other, not her for me, but me for her. Can she trust me to be the mother that I'm supposed to be? Am I the godly woman that God asked me to be, so she can see who God intend for her to be? We are our daughter's role models. So, mothers, can your daughter trust you when she don't understand how you're being? It's not always can you trust your daughter, or your daughter's out of order, or you don't understand about the daughter. Just ask her the question. She'll tell you, I don't understand you. I don't understand what you're doing. But see, traditionally, mothers won't allow daughters to ask them that question. They think it's disrespectful. But until you can understand that she doesn't understand, then you're living an imitation of a relationship. You're not really living a mother and daughter honest relationship. You're just getting through day to day, because traditionally a daughter is not to ask her mother a question. A daughter is not to get clarity in an issue that she don't understand. But what you don't understand, mother, is that your daughter can't move forward and be free in spirit to raise her family, because she has hidden secrets or hidden thoughts about you that she don't understand. So just for the record, my favorite Bible verse is Mark 11:22. Have faith in God. And how can you have faith in God if you don't trust God? And then you say, well, I trust God can come behind the butt. We're not even going to go there. And then you ask yourself, what is faith? Hebrews 11:1 says, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Mothers and daughters, what are you hoping for in your mother and daughter relationship? And what are you not seeing? See, everybody's hoping for something. They don't want to talk about it, but they want to hope. So when you are trusting God, there might be some time before you see the evidence of what you've been hoping for. And Lord knows, if I never got that, I got it with these 200 women. I got it with the Mother and Daughter Bonding magazine that God told me to lay down. 1 in 10 and 2010 and 2011. And all these years, 10 years, 9 years, he came back when he wanted to bring it back into an existence in God, and I'm just watching it unfold. So I'm going to go to the switchboard, and if you want to make a comment, you can click 1. and I'll bring you on. Good morning. Our switchboard is full. Good morning. Let's see who we have here. Can you hear me? Good morning. Good morning. Last phone number is 3136. Can you hear me? Okay. Let's see, Wes got one here. I know Deborah and Cynthia have theirs on, but let's see what our guest is saying today. Good morning.
Good morning, Dr. Fletcher. It's Natasha.
Hi, Natasha. How are you?
I'm doing great today. I got your message, and I had to get on, and I had to listen. I'm at work, but I'm listening to your message about trusting God, and I can't help but listen to what you said about that baby is not early, the baby's not late. That baby shows up exactly when God means for that baby to show up. And it makes me feel blessed to be able to know that God trusts me enough to be the mother to my daughter that he has entrusted me to do. And it makes me feel happy that I know I can trust in God, and I need to learn how to trust him a little bit more with more of my life and give him everything instead of just a little bit. But
amen.
I've really enjoyed listening to you, and I didn't feel all that great this morning when I woke up. I didn't really want to come to work. I didn't really want to do anything. But, you know, now I feel like a warm sensation come over me, and I'm just like, I'm ready to take on the world. Bring it on. Let's go.
Oh, that's what it's supposed to be. That's what we get on for, just to have people feel better, get a message. But I want to say this before I let you go. Audience, this young lady's daughter was in a car accident just a few months ago and was in a coma for about 2 or 3 weeks. And God asked me to call her and tell her to go to her baby and tell her baby to wake up, come back, because she has need for her and they have things to do. Natasha, I know at first, didn't believe me. She thought I was crazy. I said, but you go talk to her and you tell her what God told me to tell you. She went, she talked to her daughter, came home, worked, went back the next Friday. And as she was sitting there reading her daughter's favorite Bible verse, her daughter woke up. I mean, it was just amazing how God moved. So you're talking about trusting God. That was trusting God. And he showed up. He showed up.
He did.
So if nothing else, baby girl, that's enough to take you through a lifetime.
Yes, indeed.
Thank you, Natasha. I thank you for calling
thank
in.
Thank you.
Call in on Saturday mornings when you can. Just listen. Get the revelation. We appreciate you.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
All right,
blessings.
Blessings. Bye-bye.
Good morning, Dr.
Good morning,
Dr. Messi. This is Lisa Williams at 3136.
How you doing?
I'm good. Thank you for sending me the text message about calling in, and it was truly a blessing. And what stuck out to me is when you spoke on, you know, when our daughters don't understand us and traditionally them not having permission or a safe space to ask questions and even let us know that they don't understand us. And that resonated so deeply with me. And I know having a daughter is, I have a son as well, but it's different with a daughter. I love being a mother. Like, it is one of the best gifts God could have ever given me. And this relationship with my daughter is really what you were talking about. She has permission. I've always created a safe space for her to ask me questions and ask me hard questions and try to understand my journey. And I found that that's leading to her being open about things that she's encountered in her 16 years, because she's you know, seeing things from a different view being 16. And so that was truly, truly a blessing just to hear you create that space on this line for us to hear that we have to create a space for our daughters to begin to understand us, begin to have conversations, and then be able to feel safe saying, I don't understand you. And sometimes I don't even like you, you know,
right.
Which is true.
That is so true. And you are dealing with not just an ordinary 16-year-old who goes to school and come back and all that. You got a daughter that's in business and travel the world. And so she's growing up real fast, being around adults and seeing how they act and if they're in integrity or not. You know, she's seen a lot for her 16 years as a supermodel. So that in itself, you have to be there. You have to give her a space that she know she can come and tell you because, you know, you got to keep your eyes on people when you have a daughter such as yours out there in the midst of other adults and how they treat your daughter.
Exactly.
And she doesn't look like 16. So, you know.
No.
You know. Yeah. Well, thank God for that. And thank you for joining us this morning. I am
the lady that
everybody's on. We on every Saturday morning. You guys are welcome to come in, listen. And you can just listen while you're doing your homework, I mean, or housework and whatever. But help us just get the word out to mothers and daughters. We appreciate that. Thank you, Lisa.
You are so welcome.
Can you hear me? All right, bye-bye. All right, all right. Let's see who we have here. I'm so many. I'm trying to get my numbers squared away here to go down the line. Let's see. I don't think I talked to this person. Good morning. Good morning. Hello. 4082. Okay. Can't get a. Sound there. Let's go back up. Da, 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 da. Okay, Cynthia?
Yes, ma'am.
Can
you hear me?
How are you this morning? Yes, ma'am. Go right ahead.
I'm fine. And thank God I was able to get on. I had been trying for a little hot second, but I'm here, and I thank God for the testimonies that has come by and what it means for them to trust God. You know, you talked about two things this morning. You talk about tradition, and that traditional trusting God was actually a model on the back of a coin. And for us as a people to trust in God, it's a rely upon, to place confidence in, to experience well-being and security in coming to believe that God is who he say he is and that his promises is what they say they are. He is not a man that will that can lie. Number one, it says it's impossible for him to lie. And then his son is the man that should not lie because he doesn't have to repent for anything that he left behind as far as the word for his people. So trusting God is not a matter of intellectual or volitional faith, but rather a matter of feeling secure in God in what he says. So, but when you don't know the word of God, it's hard to trust in him. And so when we are having these babies, when we are going through, we don't know what it looks like on the other end. And so people have gotten so anxious about having a baby, they go and have the ultrasounds and all of these things to see what the baby gonna be. And oftentimes they are wrong, because God, trusting God is merely that, trusting him to give you what he wants to give you. And so when, and the question was that, well, does it mean that I don't trust God when I waver? Absolutely not. That's far from the truth, because God knows that we will waver. And so he gives us the confidence that we can have if we just not rebuke, because I don't like to say to rebuke everything, because sometimes it's a lesson in the challenges that God allows us to go through. So if you rebuke everything, then you never get the message. It's a confidence, there's an expectation, but it doesn't mean that we don't trust him. It just means that in that moment that I'm having some difficulties because of what my natural eyes see. And you have to maintain a steady and unwavering emotion. And that's why we have to always go to God and ask him, you know, give me, because he has not given us a mind of confusion. Or, but when we fear and when we have that wavering effect, if you will, in whatever day and whatever challenging that we have, it normally wants to take us away from trusting in God for who he is and what he has said. The songsters indicate that our emotion does fluctuate. 142 songs, when David is in the cave, David's a man after God's own heart, and yet he's in the cave hiding from Saul, who's after him to kill him. And so he had to go back to that place while he's there in that cave to know that God is protecting him. And so we will waver based on what we're challenged with in the day. But it is our responsibility as people of faith to say, no, I will not fear. God has not given me the spirit of fear. I will not. I will trust in God, and it's an every day, every moment, every hour thing to be determined to trust in God, because life challenges us every day. It doesn't mean that you don't trust him when you're wavering. It just means that you have to remind yourself that God is who he say he is, and he will do what he say he will do, because it's impossible for him to lie. Thank you for allowing me to share.
Amen. Yeah, that's exactly what you have to do. We, you know, when we're talking about trust, oh, yeah, that's when persecution comes, when you're trying to trust God. He's going to challenge you to make sure that's what you, if you really mean what you say. Thank you, Cynthia.
You're welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning, Dr. Fletcher. It's Michelle. Dr. Fletcher, it's Michelle. Can you hear me? Yeah, good. Thank you.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I just wanted to say something. It was a very inspirational message today. I have a 14-year-old girl, and before I went to prison, I instilled with her the values of God and trusting him. And I've done 4 years so far. It'll be a 5-year sentence when I'm done. And I have to say, the time that I've spent away from her goes back to Proverbs 22:6, what I did to her, train up a child in a way that she or he will go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. The time that I've been away from my daughter, she's kept God in her heart the whole time, that now, while I'm at work release, her and I have a relationship, a strong bond, that she knows that she can come to me with anything. She doesn't hold anything against me for being away from her for the last few years, which I am so blessed for that. But that was all God, for her trusting him and for me trusting him. And I thank him every day that our stronger and stronger, and that she knows that she has a mom here that will help her, but she also has a Heavenly Father who will help her even more. So thank you for your message today.
Wow, that's powerful. That's powerful. You know, that is really the trust. Beyond trust, when you're in a prison cell and you're talking to your daughter on a phone and you know that you still have that bond, you planted those seeds before you left. The mistake that you made, she didn't hold it against you. Now, if your daughter didn't know God, you could have had a whole different relationship. And of course, I know you and the conversations, and I know how you talk about your daughter and how she just a godly little girl. And it's just amazing. And when you go home in November, you will just step out one door over the graduation stage, of course, with your college degree, and back home with a daughter that has seen you, gone to prison, come out, finished college, and step back into their lives and not miss a beat, because God kept you all connected. Mothers
Amen.
And daughters, now that's a challenge. Thank you for sharing that, Michelle. I appreciate
My
you.
My pleasure. I love
God
you both
bless you.
So much. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. See, that's what I'm talking about, mothers and daughters. That's an honest conversation right there. She didn't have to say all of that. She could have just said, you know, me and my daughter do good, da da da. No, she wants you to know how she's trusting God and her daughter's trusting God and her son, of course, he's small, but they're trusting God through this process, knowing that a few months, she's going to be home, and they're going to march on with the love that they have shared. If there's someone out there that I missed,
I'm trying to see everybody, making sure that I didn't miss anyone. Click one if you want to say something. I'm trying to see if I got 41. I think I got everybody. Go back up here and get Deborah. Good morning, Deborah.
Hello. Good morning. Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. I tell you, I'm just so blessed by the people that's calling in, that sharing a testimony. And I'm saying, wow, we can just say amen after that last one, because that is just so awesome to be able to have a daughter and you communicate by phone. You ain't even in her face every day. You ain't even around her to see, to be able to talk. And, you know, God is working through the telephone line to keep her, you know. Mm-hmm. And that's amazing, because that's a hard relationship to have. Corresponding by phone only, you know, being distant and being confined to only 10 minutes a day on the phone, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so you got to get a lot in 10 minutes. So I just thank God for that awesome testimony and the ladies that shared before. And I just want to say that, you know, believing and trusting in God, like Cynthia said, you know, you gotta learn how to trust him, and it just don't come overnight. And for me, my journey was, you know, I knew God was real way back then when Grandma said it and when Mama said it, but when I had to come for myself, I had to start reading his word and start trusting him. He put me in a position where he said, okay, you're going to have to trust me. Now, you think your money going to work this miracle and that you're going to get rid of all that time you got? No, I'm going to put you where your money going to run out, and you're going to have to trust me. The money was gone, the bill was still due. I had to trust God. God had put us in positions where, okay, you ain't got no other choice now. Now what you going to do? The money gone. And so he allowed us to get in positions to where where our solutions and our remedies and our all this here, they ain't working, and our back is against the wall. Now you ain't got no choice but to walk and try to figure it out by faith, because you ain't got nothing else. Your money gone, your love gone, everything gone, and now your daughter's still acting up, and it seems like it's getting worse, and ain't no pizza in the house, and God is saying that, well, you done tried everything, you done went to the root lady and the root man, or you done went over here to the cousin and the daddy and the beach to try to beat some sense in her, but no, you trust me now, so now you got to be, Lord, I trust you, Lord, I trust you. You know, I'm in a position, I ain't got no choice but to trust you. And for me, I had to grow it like that. I grew it like that and said, okay, Lord, teach me how to sit still and teach me how to trust you. And it's a process. You got to do it over and over. You're reading this word. Get that word in you. Get that word in you. And now you got to start saying that word. Like I was telling one of the guys I was working with yesterday, I said, you got to see yourself delivered. You got to know that you know that you know that God ain't causing you to do what you're doing, that God is able to heal you, but you got to believe he's able to do that thing that you're hoping for. Because faith is the substance of things that you hope for. You hope that your daughter going to get right. You hope that your mama get an understanding. You hope that you're able to do those things, but you got to trust and believe that God is able. You say, Lord, I know she's going to change. I know she's going to be a woman of God. Lord, I know she's going to have understanding. I know she's going to have some respect for me. I know she's going to be great and mighty in the Lord. I do. You got to speak it into existence. You don't see it? She acting crazy. She got a baby on the way. All that, just dropped out of school. But God said, do you trust me? You got to speak it. The Bible says whatever we speak, we bring it to existence. And the word for the day was, when you was talking about the word, God spoke it. He said, let there be light. And he said, we was born in his image. He said, if I could do it, you could do it. If I'm in you and I abide in you, you got all that you need. He said, but speak those things. And when you pray, believe. You can't just be praying, oh, Lord, I want you to fix the Lord. Lord, she ain't respecting me. She coming in all times of night. God said, no, get that out. Praise them. Pray, worship me, lift me up, and I'll draw all men to me. He said, but you got to do your part, because everybody got a part to play. Just came, just abracadabra, boom, she come home. Mom, I thank you for life. I thank you for my education. Mom, I thank you for the roof. Mom, I thank you for loving me and teaching me. I thank you for all this. Mama, God says, we got to believe.
that she delivered. We got to believe that she's that woman of God. Not what I want her to be, but I got to believe, God, let her be what you will have her to be, what you call her to be. Not what I want the daughter to be. And the daughter need to be praying, Mama, I pray that my mama would be what you call her to be. Because God here, kids, you ain't got to be all intellectual and philosophical to go to God. Just get on your knees and say, Lord, help my mama be what you call her to be. Help me be submissive to authority. Help me honor and cherish her. My days may be long. I don't want my days to be cut off. Lord, help me, Lord, be the best student, the best daughter, the best person I could be. Help me. Simple prayer. God, hear you. So everybody got a part to do. Everybody Amen. Got a part to do. And I believe that your faith, like practicing, getting the word, hearing the word by, you know, people preaching in the word, in the word, in the word. The word got to grow in you. Then it's going to come out of you. But you just can't be talking stuff and then think it's just going to abracadabra. God don't work like that. He said we got a part to play. He's going to put our backs against the wall until all our resources is exhausted and we ain't got nothing but him. And he said, just grow, you grow into it. I didn't get there overnight. I couldn't have believed God was going to perform a miracle like that. And he keeps doing it. But I had to trust him. Like this morning, I got up. I had a headache since 8 o'clock. It was pounding. It was hurting so bad I couldn't even take a Motrin because I needed to take my medication. I had to take medication on the empty stomach. So I couldn't take the Motrin because I couldn't eat. And I said, Lord, oh, my head, Lord. And I just got up and I put on the music of Miranda. I said, Nobody Like You. And I just started praising him. And I got in the middle of my flow and it still was heavy on me. Anyway, by the time my son did the text, I said, I'm just going to let him know I'm going to listen because of my head throbbing. But God, I trust him. By 10 o'clock, 10:01, the headache was gone. Trust in God.
Look at God.
Amen.
Look at God. Amen, amen. Man, I'm telling you, mothers and daughters out there, I know. Thank you, Deborah. That is, testimony this morning was powerful. I know it was intended for mothers, mother and daughter out there. I believe that people got those messages and was healed. They know somebody that they could tell, you know, go back and listen to the show. You can come back and listen to the show. Go to our website, mdbn.org. That's mdbn.org. Shoot it out over your Facebook page or my Facebook. It'll be posted on my Facebook page. But send this message out because this is a message that's going to heal a lot of mothers and daughters. Just like the muscles in your body, that you know you have to exercise, walk, move to strengthen them. You have to exercise your faith and use the word of God as your gym to do your, that thing that you lift, the word of God. Just, you got to read it. You got to get into it, and all of a sudden your faith will get strong. Hold on, I'll be right back.
You've been listening to the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network with your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher. If you'd like to make a love offering to support the show, go to AskDrBessie.com and click on the donate button and show your support. Questions? Call 347-539-5078. Make sure to tune in every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network with Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher, better known as Dr. Bessie. See you next Saturday at 10 a.m.
I want to thank all you mothers and daughters out there for joining me, and I want to thank the ladies that called in this morning. I thank you so very much. Man, this is what we need. We need you to call in on Saturday mornings. Listen, give your testimony. Say a word to mothers and daughters out there. Help us to get the gospel of Jesus Christ out to mothers and daughters. I really, truly appreciate you. It went by real fast, but we'll be here next Saturday morning at 10. God bless you, and you all have a blessed week. Remember, trust God when you don't understand. Goodbye.